Proclamation number 5154 of 19th of June, 1951. World people. Transience of the earthly. Conversion. In the frenzy of worldly pleasure, people lose all feeling for the divine spiritual. For them everything supersensible is unreal, imagination and pathological self-suggestion, and therefore little success can be achieved with them if my servants want to instruct them correctly. There are two worlds facing each other, and the inhabitants of one world can hardly find their way in the other world. But since no tangible proof can be given to the worldly people, they reject everything spiritual as dream images which are not to be taken seriously. Therefore it is also difficult to preach the gospel to them which originated from me, which testifies to me and contains my teaching of love. For worldly people are egotists who have no understanding for my will, for my commandment of love. Hence they will not want to accept anything if my servants offer them a delicious gift, for they do not recognize its value. And yet, they are also my living creations whom I would like to help before it is too late. However, as long as they pay homage to the world, they still belong to my adversary. But whether they will be able to detach themselves from him is a matter of free will. It is doubtful but not impossible, because the coming adversity will make them aware of the transience of earthly things, and this can lead to realization if only they seriously want to do so. My adversary drives people to works of destruction of all kinds. He thereby wants to release the bound spiritual from matter so that it cannot develop upwards. However, he thereby unconsciously contributes to many of his followers becoming awake and recognizing the transitoriness of earthly things. And a recognition can lead to a change of will. A recognition of the impermanence of what people mostly strive for can lead to seeking and gaining something imperishable. Then even my adversary's activity will have become a success, and the human being will find his way back to me from whom he had distanced himself. But the world rarely gives its followers away, because most of them are also in bondage to my adversary, who constantly lures them with the goods of the world. Yet I also try to win the children of the world for myself, and therefore often have to inflict very severe hardship on people in which they can come to realize that everything passes away and is void, and that only that which belongs to the spiritual world endures. For this reason my servants on earth shall also influence worldly people wherever possible, for what they hear will more or less remain in them even if they reject it. And the coming time will revive many a word which they heard from my messengers but rejected. It will shine like a little light in them, and, if they take the right attitude, can still grow into a bright flame, for time itself will do its part. No human being can escape adversity if it is my plan to win him for my kingdom. Yet his will remains free, and his fate will also correspond to it one day in eternity. Amen.